Taken away with the bait. Taken away to the creator. Taken away from the street. Wash away the city. Wash away the time. Wash away the city. One drop at a time. One drop, yo, sister, we are one heart. Brothers, we are one beat. People, we are needing to be diplomatic in unity. One drop, attract friend that flow the same way. And one drop, become two drop, become three. And I say three times three. Times three, drop his puddle and puddle become pool and pool become creek and creek become river and river is cool and river is mainstream and it flow to the sea where it influence affluent effluent and be free and sea suck to sky and sky become cloud and cloud become rain and rain fall down on them again, only this time instead of one drop, yeah, they're soaked in our stain, and they laugh, and they chant, they shout, march in our name. What do we choose? Justice. When do we choose? Choose it now. What do we choose? We choose liberation. When do we choose? Choose it now. What do we choose? We choose freedom from oppression. When do we choose? Choose it now. Like us, plants come in many shapes and forms. Some follow the dumb system. Others create better norms. Are you a self-seeded plant, windblown or dropped by a bird? Or perhaps you're a cutting, a part of the herd. A seed grow and plant is completely unique. Plants from a cutting are identical parts of the clique. Do we live in nursery apartments hydroponically grown? A light bulb's our sun and a plastic pot's home. Are we governed by they, our caretaker, dictator? Are we propagated, irrigated, but never irritated? Our pests along with us have all been poison negated in our monocrop crop. Heaven, that's all glass slated. Lights on, lights off, they call our shots. They provide our environment underneath their shade cloth. They prick out and pamper for all we are worth. They feed us their fertilizer that fouls up the earth. And even though their intent is bent, all they need is money. Thank you, Council. To get resource consent, they surround us with big tantalized wooden posts, retaining walls. They hem us in chicken wire trellises to keep us controlled. They clip thin and prune us till us grow old. It's the same with some people and they need to be slapped. Yeah. They need to be told. Cause one day you're gonna say, love you, my grandchildren. Oops, damn it. I just destroyed everything you could sustain yourself with on the planet. Now, I'm no maths magician, but hey, love, that don't add up. If I was our grandchildren, I'd tell us to get fucked. Oh, Papa, Iheke maira no nanga tupuna te tai au iti aki e hoa ana kotukuna iho kiata toko rauru kato. Thanks to our generation one or two before, our whole planet is lying KO'd on the floor. Third rock from the sun is out for the 10 count. Got to assist, get her up for the rebound. Full contact, get ready for the battle. Saving the world, well, it's getting kind of vital. It's our generation's one shot at the title. Full court press, or man to man, gee. Get on the bus, get into the key. Stop sitting on the bench, polishing the pine. Help Papa Tuanuku's in decline. Too many sitting on the fence. Someone else can lead. Sitting on the couch, brainwashed by the movies. We get why. War, watered with spin to drip feed our needs. Donating our brain cells to the TVs. Is the media formulating all our beliefs? How do we know? We know what we know. If all we know comes from those seeds they sow. If we've never stepped outside our soft comfort zones, then chances are we're not us, but we're one of their clones. Or you may think you're you, with a mind of your own. But if all you know comes from those seeds they sow, and all they show us is one slim slice of one pie that they want us to know, then chances are you're not you at all, cause your mind has been cooked. There's a whole smorgasbord of truths, beliefs, cultures, versions, dreams, visions, histories, histories where they hope we never look. But I say to tiro atu kio wapua, hey, stop sitting round dormant like seeds on the shelf. Well, we ain't growing nowhere lest we germinate ourselves. They've re-eagled our core with our seed. They've played tricks. Oh, it was them who designed our seed raising mix. Blitz 'em with cartoon mornings round up with bad news at six. We're staked out by the government, so we grow straight to sticks. They don't want any bent ones or runaway vines to get out of cemetery or form protest lines. So they vaccinate us 2, 3, 4, 5 times, don't they? With mysterious fluids that help us obey. Bought from foreign countries who didn't bloody yaddy want them anyway. Our back house a tempered cell in their dirty seed trade. Though they live in a beehive, they've replaced bees with spray. And they pollinate us with the things that they say. So we will blossom in just their right way, which is in springtime around Labor Day. They've been to hell and back for this recipe of cross-pollination colonization. So we'll need some companions to keep us safe, seen. You be the corn or pumpkin, if either bean be, cause with three sisters we'll be sweet as seen. You be the calendula to the garden patch, or maybe the chamomile just to help us relax. Cause the way we're going, we might just panic. We need to know the real wind and snow. We need to say fuck you, Monsanto. We need to live outside their brain. We need to know the real pests that have colonized our brain. We need to know the real sun. We need to know the real rain. Only through true knowledge can we book our ticket so we can ride up on the peace train. Ashe!